Oasis Audio presents The Conviction to Lead by Albert Moeller. Read for you by Dave Courvoisier. The Conviction to Lead. True leadership starts with a purpose, not a plan. Let me warn you right up front, my goal is to change the way you think about leadership. I do not aim merely to add one more voice to the conversation. I want to fundamentally change the way leadership is understood and practiced. For the better part of the last three decades, leadership has been a major cultural preoccupation and a professional obsession. Walk into an airport bookstore and you'll find the front tables filled with books promising to make you a better leader. Apparently, frequent travelers have a healthy appetite for such advice. Walk into a Christian bookstore and you'll find ample evidence of the same hunger. If you are like me, you probably have read a small library of books on leadership, have attended numerous conferences and seminars, and keep up with leadership newsletters and professional journals when you find the time. Hotel conference rooms overflow with people listening to speakers deliver talks on leadership, and colleges and universities have gotten into the business as well, offering majors, degree programs, and even entire schools devoted to leadership studies. And yet, something is missing. I was born in 1959, right at the center of the golden age of American management. The managerial revolution was in full swing, and America's corporate leaders were managers of the first rank. But no one really thought of them as leaders. President John F. Kennedy took office in 1961, assembling a cabinet of youthful and technocratic managerial experts, largely drawn from America's leading corporations. Writer David Halberstam would later call these men the best and the brightest. Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy.